For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Good morning, New Orleans, and thank you so much for joining me once again on A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. It's Tuesday morning. Good morning to everyone out there. I pray you're doing well. I'm excited that we have designated September the 19th as a day of fasting and prayer. I hope you are going to join us for that. You can do it in any way that suits you best. And why are we doing this? Well, it's one of the disciplines a Christian is to undertake. Number one, the spiritual disciplines of fasting and prayer. But number two, we've had quite a few prayer requests come through the ministry to the point where I just felt a strong impression of God of, as a ministry, take these requests, set aside time. You know, we do this. In fact, we get requests every week, and we will transfer those via email and social media. I have a team, and I've got someone over in Mississippi and two people here, and I've got people who pray. But because these came fast and furious, quite a cluster, we're going to set aside a day, and that'll be September 19th, calling it a day of fasting and prayer, in which we invite you to write in your prayer requests. I will divide them into categories, but write them in. Go to AnnaDonahueMinistries.com and just let us know how we can pray for you. And perhaps you can fast. You know, Isaiah says, is this the fast that I've chosen? And there's a fast where you don't point the finger for that day, meaning you don't point the finger at someone and say, it's your fault. You withhold your the flesh. You deny the flesh. You humble yourself. You're saying, God, it's me, a Lord standing in the need of prayer. I need you. I need help. And of course, there's the food fast. There's a fast television, fast something, you know. Deny thyself so that you can hear from God clearly. And that's what we're doing September the 19th. And of course, as I'll be sharing all this week out of Ephesians chapter 3, just giving you some excerpts of what you will be taught, listen to when you come to the classes. But I do need you to register for those. I've got people saying, I'm coming, I'm bringing so-and-so, I'm bringing my brother, I got my sister coming, my aunt's coming. I really need names, just because I don't want to run out of notes. We've done that before, and it's just awful to make someone look over the shoulder of someone else. We're just very excited to have you join us, but I would love for you to register. And that's September 9, 16, and 23, 7 o'clock p.m., free of charge, using the Sanctuary Victor Fellowship Church, 5708 Airline Drive in Metairie, Louisiana. So you register for those. These requests, I looked at them and I kept thinking, oh man, I'm going to be covering that prayer request, you know, on week number one. And I would literally get to something else and think, oh, I'm covering husbands and wives on week number two. Stuff like that. I use the Bible. I want you to come and learn how, right there in the book of Ephesians, you can get so many things taken care of. And so anyway, I'm running out of time, of course, but I'll be talking to you the rest of the week about not losing heart. Found a great excerpt from the composer George Handel on how he was at his wit's end, literally couldn't pay his bills, and he kept thinking, I've got this musical score on the inside of me, I can't quit. And sure enough, finally, he didn't quit, he didn't lose heart, he didn't stop, and we have the Hallelujah Chorus, Handel's Messiah, that we absolutely love and stand to our feet whenever we hear it, don't we? I don't want you to lose heart, my friend. God is good. God's got your life. He's got a plan. Join me all the rest of the week on A Future Note with Anna Donahue, and we're going to give you some bullet steps out of Ephesians 3 on how not to lose heart. God bless.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.